New Zealand Jewish Council spokesperson Juliet Moses is standing by comments she made at the anti-terrorism hui in Christchurch on Tuesday. The Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand led a walkout from the hui after Ms. Moses referenced a pro-Hezbollah rally in Auckland in 2018, saying leaders should be consistent in condemning terrorism. The Federation's chair, Abdul Razak, told Morning Report yesterday the politicisation of the event had been inappropriate and divisive. Juliet Moses joins us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What did you make of the walkout?
Well, I thought it was very disappointing at a hui that was there to discuss the court issues, confrontational issues. If they'd stayed to listen to my whole speech, they would have heard that I very much talked about unity, about the ways that we can work together towards social cohesion, and indeed all the initiatives that I've been involved in.
Andrew Little, the minister involved who was there, described the comments as provocative. Do you think that's fair?
I wouldn't call them provocative, or at least they shouldn't have been provocative. He also, I believe, went on to say that he thought it was, you know, appropriate for me to say it. It was a productive thing that needed to be said. But it was also something that was very important to say from the Jewish community perspective, and that's the capacity that I was invited to speak in.
Abdul Razak from the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, one of his comments yesterday was that this wasn't the place to raise it. Did you read the room?
Yes, I did read the room. I understand exactly the sentiment that was in the room and the rawness in that room. However, it was a counter-terrorism hui. The Jewish community faces threats from a number of different sources. This related to a rally in 2018 that was not condemned at the time. The rally was for a group whose military wing is a designated terrorist group in our country, and I had to raise it from the perspective of the Jewish community and the threats that we face.
Mm. When we're talking about a rally, that makes it sound very big. I understand we are talking about 20 people, that sort of number. That's correct, isn't it?
I believe so.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it was right down the road from our Jewish community, our biggest Jewish community centre in Aotearoa, New Zealand, our only Jewish school. And I might just add that, you know, this group, Hezbollah, was behind the bombing of a Jewish community centre in Buenos Aires in 1994.
But we're
killed 85 people.
But we are talking about what's happening in New Zealand here. Was it, whether you intended to or not, did it conflate Islam with terrorism?
Absolutely not. It simply, and I know that you actually said that I said this today to Minister Little. You said that I had said Muslims are terrorists, which, if you had sat and listened to the recording of the speech, is entirely inaccurate. I never said that. I was completely factual. There was support for Hezbollah shown on our streets in 2018. The military wing of Hezbollah is a designated terrorist group in New Zealand. People who showed support for Hezbollah are the ones who brought these issues into this country. And if they had, the protesters, and there are only about 10 to 15, by the way, I'm talking about the people who walked out from the hui, out of a number of 300, it was not a mass walkout, as RNZ has said. If they had stayed to listen, they would have heard me say that we need to leave what's going on overseas, and build a cohesive.
I'm unsure whether that's a fair characterisation of what happened yesterday. But nonetheless, would you, if you were going to a similar hui again, you'd make the comments again?
Absolutely. If I am asked to speak on behalf of the Jewish community, I'm not going to shy away from talking about the issues that affect my community. And as I say, there's a number of threats facing our community, and I will talk about them.